B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
You're listening to Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who's starting to become smite curious. Me, James Campbell.
I am too. I swear to God, you're talking about being interested in playing Smite, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I've heard many people considerably increase in the past month or two, be like, Smite.
Yeah, there's somebody in my Twitch community that plays it religiously, and they have so much. He showed me all of his cool skins. It's a lot like League of Legends,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Which I have a hard time following what the whole concept of playing that game is, but the skins that I see in here look super cool. They have Ninja Turtles they just added for this current season. All four Ninja Turtles, Shredder, and Splinter.
Woo! All right, well, you guys are doing that. I'll be over here winning in Apex.
Well, fine, Robbie.
Yeah, really.
Don't join us in our Smite curiosity. We asked over on social media, at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, what are you playing to tide you over until Cyberpunk 2077 is finally released?
Welcome to Night City.
Yeah, come on.
The only limit to what you can do is what you're willing to become. So dream big. If you can hack it, the future is yours for the taking. In 2077, what makes someone a criminal? Getting caught. In Night City, you can become anyone, anything, if your body can pay the price. So seize the day, then set it on fire.
So Cyberpunk, I think...
Oh my God!
Uh-oh.
It sounds so good in Keanu's voice.
It's very cool that they got Keanu to voice...
Did you know that after doing all of his lines, he had so much fun playing the role of Johnny Silverhand that he wanted to do more of it? And
really?
So the studio was like, okay, let's make more scripting. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, all the other voice actors and all the different like localizations also got more work.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Keanu Reeves bringing more work to the gaming community.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So if you have lived under a rock
He really is magnificent or whatever they
cool.
put out that sign.
If you've lived under a rock for what, over 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
Maybe 4 years now. Cyberpunk is essentially set in the future of like a neo-noir kind of, I don't even know, like think of Blade Runner as a video game.
Yeah, it's the point now where like technology has become so synonymous that people are able to augment their bodies in like a myriad of different ways, and that's the whole sort of point of it. You know, in that thing he says, you know, whatever your body is willing to sort of pay the price for is you can like put extra spider eyes in your face, you can get like swords in your arms, like
arm swords,
dude. It's just so many things, and it's just like, why isn't it here yet? I should be playing this tomorrow, but instead I have to wait.
Yeah, so speaking of which, so a lot of people are having to wait for the actual the release to finally come to fruition.
Yeah,
it's been postponed multiple times the past couple of years.
I have an alarm in my phone set. It's 31 days away.
Wow, 31 days, Robbie. So, for 31 days, what are you going to be playing?
I got a few games going on. Obviously, the new season of Apex just came out, so I'm putting a lot of time into that. The new World of Warcraft expansion, Shadowbringers, is launching. Oh, my God. I don't even know what I'm going to do here, because technically, it launches a few weeks ahead of time, but then the raid, which is what I do with all my friends, going to like these giant like dungeons and fighting these massive monsters together,
mm-hmm.
they want to do our second raid the day that Cyberpunk launches.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I might have to quit my raiding group. I'm still debating.
Raiding group.
I might.
That's like breaking up with a long term girlfriend.
Just to start, look, they always take you back. So you ain't got to worry too much about it. And then obviously,
well, when you're a gamer like Robbie Landis, yeah, really. They always take you back.
I've been playing Watchdog Legions as well, which is set like a near future where everyone's a hacker.
That's that's like a futuristic hacker.
Yeah, it looks very Grand Theft Auto because you run around and get in cars the same way, mm-hmm. but they kind of take out all like the wanton, senseless violence, and instead there's like, you know, really unique and satisfying puzzle solving that goes on.
Oh, interesting. I gotcha.
I have a couple decent ones. Assassin's Creed Valhalla looks good now?
This is the Viking.
What do you mean good now? Origins and Odyssey both got great reviews. It's been good since Origins.
I get that, but I've literally never purchased an Assassin's Creed game.
Ever.
I've played them. I've never bought one.
Mm-hmm. The one I bought, I had instant regret.
Yeah, so
because you weren't getting what you thought you were getting.
What I wanted to play wasn't what I was able to play.
Valhalla looks good from the reviews. It's getting better reviews than the new Spider-Man game, which is
The Miles Morales?
Nutty. So I'm going to...
There's some issues there, though.
I'm going to drop for the new Assassin's Creed. I am so beyond stoked for Age of Calamity that's coming out, the prequel to Breath of the Wild for a Link or a Zelda game. So that's going to be great. And I'm considering Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Considering not sold, but if anything, you know, that and Apex.
What has got you from pulling the trigger on Cold War?
Dude, it's another Call of Duty game.
Okay, that's the same thing for me.
You've played it all before.
Yeah. So you got to give me something cool or interesting that's really going to draw my attention to want to play a new Call of Duty game.
Well, what about you, James? What are you playing?
Well, for me, I'm not really on like the Cyberpunk 2077.
Even after all the stuff we've told you, you're still not going to get it?
I'm interested. I'm not a day one buyer by any means, so I am still biding my time by playing Crash Bandicoot 4, 50% of the way through that. I'm always going to be roaming around the Realm Royale.
You know, when I send you a video day one of me getting Cyberpunk and you see me customizing my pubic hair, you're going to regret this decision.
Oh, man. You're right. That's exactly what it is.
That is a really cool feature. I forgot about that. You might sell me on day one with the pube upgrade. But besides the Realm Royale and Crash Bandicoot, I have a lot of time I need to make up for in the Avengers game.
Yes,
so
you do.
So those are what I'm going to be trolling around with until the release.
Well, taking a look over at social media, what our listeners have been playing, Sarah says, try and remember to pre-order the damn thing, talking about Cyberpunk. She says, sorry, guys, it keeps getting pushed back because I forgot to pre-order it. That's all she gave us. We have no idea what she's playing. Daniel says Ghost Runner, which is, he describes it as Metal Gear Rising meets Mirror's Edge. Now, I've seen this a few times, and it looks really, really cool. It's like the sort of weird cybernetic, like, ninja guy. But, you know, then when I read the thing, and it's really fast-paced, like, one-hit KO action sort of game, and I just feel like I'd probably be really bad at that. We have Wolf, who says, currently helping people prep for Destiny 2's new expansion, Beyond Light. And as of November 10th, when it launches, you'll be playing Destiny 2's new expansion, Beyond Light. You guys ever tried Destiny before?
I have not, but Destiny 2, I've been cajoled into trying. Like, people like it, but I'm just not like... I like Diablo, which is another kind of looting game where you play the same thing over and over to get better gear for your player. And that's what Destiny is. It's a looter shooter, but I don't know.
Yeah, I played the first Destiny, but I wasn't thrilled because I'm not a big fan of the Halo-style combat. Because you always get your shields regenerate. Yep. So you run around, you take damage... Then you hurry up and just hide until your shields come back up. Then you run around and you take damage again. The combat is not fun for me.
Giant Robot Gaming says going to be Spider-Man, Demon's Souls, and my backlog to check out the enhancements that they did to the game.
Dude, Demon's Souls looks beautiful because it's a remake.
Looks beautiful. It sounds terrifying.
It's a remake, right? Like it's the very first Souls style game, meaning extremely hard,
like Dark Souls.
Dark Souls,
like
Bloodborne,
unforgivingly hard.
Yeah,
yes. So, like I don't care if you don't beat it; you've already bought it.
So they remade the very first one, and on this new generation, it's frickin' gorgeous.
Wow.
Andrew says, I just started the Doom Eternal downloadable content, then I guess the backlog after that. I never got into the Doom games, I'm going to be honest.
Well, I've played them a little bit, but they're scary.
They're scary. The new one's not. The new one's so much like a power fantasy.
Oh,
just
Doom
like,
Eternal?
Yeah, like they had one mess up where they did Doom 3 or whatever on the PC to where it's like it was like a quiet. You had things popping out and everything. These ones are just like metal blaring in your ears while you're trying to rip as many
blood
souls.
You see everything coming at you. It's not about like being scared at all. So
yeah, maybe I have to dip my toe back into the Doom realm. Well, if you enjoyed these responses, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media at Checkpoint XP. That's on Facebook and Twitter. However, we want to talk to you on the phone. So if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can ask us any question you feel like the experts here at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out Checkpoint XP Daily. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the show, and we will talk to you again on the next level.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.